And I can't think of a better way to start a day than having live music on the Saturday Cafe. Ellis Paul and Rebecca Lobey, both welcome to the Saturday Cafe.
Howdy.
Thanks, Frank. Thanks for having us.
It's really wonderful having you there. We were kind of joking about the production on this last album as the band, the Kickstart, bought. how did that album happen? And you're doing it again for the new one, I understand.
I am. Yeah, we're doing fundraising for the new one. And the first one was sort of pre-Kickstarters before the whole crowdfunding online stuff was taken off. And we did it all in-house and we raised about $100,000. And we're almost to that point now. And doing it all in-house again. And, you know, I'm still finishing up the songs and polishing them up. And I'm excited to have a new record out.
When will you start recording?
I already started. I've got basic tracks for about 10 songs. We're going to record 15 and then cull it down to whatever the number is. And so it'll be out, I'm hoping, this summer or this fall.
I look forward to getting a copy for you, KLCC.
You will. You'll have one of the first ones, I'm sure.
Well, something that occurred to me, I mean, the question everyone asks when an established musician is touring with an up-and-comer opening for him, you know, what's junior learning from senior? But it occurred to me to ask the other question, what do you, Ellis Paul, with 23 years in the music business, learn touring with somebody new?
Right now I'm trying to get one of her songs out of my head, which is it's impossible because you hear her sing it at a show every night for, you know, how many nights in a row, and then you wake up and you're in the shower and you're singing it, and it's hard to shake. No, she brings a great deal of professionalism already. She doesn't need I've worked with a lot of people who are greener than Rebecca is, and she's a full-fledged pro already, so I don't know that she needs a lot of help from me. I'm just enjoying watching her, and she's singing with me, and she's good company on the road. She's a great songwriter, so it's easy.
Rebecca, you started with a degree from Berkeley in production, right?
The secret is out, yes. I have a degree in audio production and engineering.
And what did that... I'm a potter, and I'm a college-trained potter, which means there's a whole romanticism about the apprentice program that none of us are doing anymore. Yes. Is there that sort of romanticism in the music business for those of you who learned in school instead of or in addition to on the road?
Well, I don't know how romantic it is, but I will say that the music industry is one that survives on a whole minion of unpaid laborers that are apprentices of sorts. You know, every recording studio, no matter how fancy and high-end it is, has like just a legion of unpaid interns that are keeping the place, keeping the lights on, keeping it clean, keeping the trash out, keeping the coffee hot and fresh, and, you know, bringing in lunch and doing that kind of stuff. And in exchange, learning how to set up the microphones and learning how to work with clients. And then they get promoted to be assistants. And there's this hierarchy to that aspect of the music industry that I learned about when I was in college. And I worked at several studios as an intern and then as an assistant and as a recording engineer.
You also recorded your first album while you were working as a recording engineer.
I did. It turns out that having the keys to a recording studio worked in my favor.
After this vocal take, can you clean the bathrooms, please? And the guitar player needs coffee. Thank you.
And green M&Ms.
I will admit that as an intern, I made what must have been the worst coffee of my life because I was 20 years old and wasn't drinking coffee yet. So I was just pouring indiscriminate amounts of coffee and water and grounds into these coffee makers. My apologies to anyone who had to drink my coffee.
You were on The Voice?
Also true, yes.
I'm trying to imagine the shock and dismay of the people who were interviewing you for the audition, realizing that you were actually a professional musician.
Here's how it went. They said, "You make a living playing music?" And I said, "Uh-huh." And they said, "Oh, well, what record label are you on?" I said, "Well, I'm not on a record label." And they said, "Oh, well, who books your shows?" I do. Who drives you to them? I do. Who writes your songs? I do. And on it went. I think that I was sort of a novelty to the casting people. You know, in the initial rounds, you're just dealing with, you know, people who work for a casting agency and they're looking for characters for this TV show. And they just thought it was so cute and novel that I make a living playing music without the support of any conglomerate corporations. And, you know, it was pretty mind-blowing to me that they had no idea that there are thousands of people who make a living this way.
You never signed the standard rich and famous contract?
What is that?
Oh, it's it's from the Muppet movie. Kermit the Frog comes in. They finally get to Hollywood, and Orson Welles says, "Miss So-and-so, bring in the standard rich and famous contract for Kermit the Frog and his friends."
I can't believe you out-Muppeted me.
Are we having a Muppet off? I think this could get really nasty, folks. Hang on your seats.
I think it's time that we break things up with a song. I'm wondering if you could play Swallowed by the Sea, since it came out of that whole experience.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows and what's on the other side?
I can't believe you did that.
I love it.
And in the same key, the key of Kermit, this is a song that was inspired by that meeting with those casting directors who thought I was so nuts. So I thought I would write them a song to explain who I am and what I do. I have traveled many fathoms, lived inside a covered wagon, sold my secrets wholesale every night. I've broken bread with petty tyrants, smuggled wine to fallen giants, battled demons, baby, before your eyes. And now I try your ocean side to govern the rolling tide. Swallowed by the sea, begging from the shore, tempted by the sweet. Social graces, counted cards and covered bases, made believe till I was making do. Now where do I draw the line between vittles and valentines? Swallowed by the sea, begging from the shore, tempted by the sweet roar. I don't wanna be hungry anymore, but it's getting harder to ignore. Baby, don't let me be swallowed by the sea.
Rebecca Lobie on the Saturday Cafe. You got to come out and sing after her every night?
Yeah.
Good Lord, you have to be on your A game.
Yeah, I do, actually.
I don't think it's a problem for him.
No, it's great. I bring her on stage just to get it, you know, to make sure that the transition's easy on people. I bring her on stage right from the get-go, and no, it's great. You can see why she was on The Voice, huh?
I can see.
And that's the song that I've had in my head, so thank you for dominating my afternoon again.
Well, I'll carry it around, too.
So. Yeah, we all will.
You guys are so sweet.
You're performing tonight at Cosmic Pizza at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And are you any more stops on this tour for the two of you?
We have Bellevue, Washington tomorrow morning for a kids show, and then tomorrow night in Seattle.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And then, Rebecca, you're turning around and heading back this way.
I am. I'm going to be doing a tour next week through the Northwest with a very talented songwriter named Raina Rose.
Mm-hmm.
And she's actually a native of Oregon. She grew up in Portland and lives in Austin, Texas now.
So you'll be performing in Philomath next Saturday. And
yes. Thank you for telling me how to pronounce that. I've been butchering it all week.
I love the name because it literally means a lover of learning.
Really?
Philomath, yes.
Oh.
Wow.
And then in Eugene, house concert
yes,
the following
house
Sunday.
House concert next Sunday, we'll Mother's
that,
Day.
We'll get that into the folk calendar before you leave. Thank you very much, both of you, for racing up from Ashland to make the Saturday Cafe today. I think
oh,
we should hear one more song from Ellis this time. You
All
got
right.
something new for us?
Sure, I could play something new if you want to hear something I haven't recorded yet.
Yes, please.
All right. This is called Chasing Beauty. Let's shoot out the satellites. We're throwing wishes at the twilight. Oh, you were raging, blazing, occasionally raising a bottle to the night. You said every dream that could cross our lips lies just beyond our fingertips. I got some I let slip right through my fingers. Time we both lost track. Time was an open road. You can't look back. You're chasing beauty. Beauty on an open road. You lit up like a matchbox light, like a train on fire, blazing in the moonlight. You are right, I'm alive and wide awake. The highway rises, turns and falls. We found an Oklahoma waterfall. Come jump in. The water was cool and your words held promises, love. We both lost track. Love was an open road. You can't look back. You're chasing beauty. Beauty. A We are refugees on the Mississippi. Oh, we are runaways at the Golden Gate, chasing beauty. Oh, little Miss Satellite, you'll never be captured like a box kite.
You will never be held down by ghost town, watching the world spin circles in the night. You set a woman in motion, stays in motion, can't be stopped by mountain man or ocean. Tell me, is your world so fast that you can't stand still at a crossroads time? We both lost track. Time was an open road. You can't.